They're on the scene during natural disasters, providing aid and comfort to victims of earthquakes, floods, hurricanes, and other catastrophes. The American Red Cross has come to symbolize the ultimate in service. Susie DeFrancis is the organization's chief public affairs officer.
Our mission is to help people prevent, prepare for, and respond to disasters. And we do it primarily through a large corps of volunteers all over the country who come together to help in times of need.
It started with Clara Barton, a teacher and lecturer. In the 1860s, she tended to wounded soldiers during the American Civil War and provided medical supplies to ease their suffering. But Barton's compassion didn't end there. During a trip to Europe in 1869, she learned about the International Red Cross, founded in Switzerland a few years earlier. That inspired her to create a Red Cross in the United States.
She lobbied the president and lobbied the U.S. Congress to establish the American Red Cross. And in 1882, she succeeded in having the United States ratify the Treaty of Geneva, and that helped to establish the Red Cross in this country.
Kim Robinson is curator of the Clara Barton National Historic Site, just outside Washington. It was the first permanent headquarters of the American Red Cross. Barton, the organization's first president, lived and worked in the house with up to 30 volunteers at a time.
They would have had supplies ready to go out in the event of a disaster. She would have had things like bandages, food, clothes, and other materials ready to go.
The group provided relief during natural and man-made disasters.
The Red Cross, during that time, between 1882 and her resignation in 1904, served at several disasters, including the Johnstown floods, Spanish-American War, and the Galveston hurricane.
Take the heel of one hand, put in the center of the chest.
Susie DeFrancis says in the years since Barton's death in 1912, the American Red Cross has evolved.
We train over 10 million people a year in skills like CPR and first aid. And of course, we have millions of wonderful blood donors who contribute their blood to save people's lives. We collect almost half of the nation's blood supply.
DeFrancis says the American Red Cross is part of the largest humanitarian movement in the world.
We are one of 186 Red Cross, Red Crescent societies. There are Red Cross societies in almost every country in the world.
She says new technology is helping those emergency responders fulfill their mission.
Today, we're using text, we're tweeting, we're on Facebook, so we're continually evolving and using the new means, and the new generation coming along is continuing to give us energy and passion for our work.
As the American Red Cross celebrates 130 years of service, Kim Robinson says Clara Barton would be pleased with what the organization has accomplished.
Especially with the current disasters that our country has faced, her legacy of providing aid during peacetime for natural disasters has been one of the defining elements of this country. I think she would have been very proud and glad that it continues to this day.
Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.
All right. Yeah, with this lovely hairdo.